I'm about to tell you something and give you a story that you're not going to care one bit about.
Great.
You have no experience with.
Okay.
And you're basically just going to be going, okay.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready. What a setup that was. What a setup.
Okay, so I'm a coffee drinker. You're not.
Yep, I don't care.
Yep, that's right. So my part of my routine in the morning is there is coffee prepared to be made in the morning when I wake up. So
right.
I get up, I'll hit on, it'll brew a couple, you know, few cups of coffee.
Sure.
I'll take it in a little container to here to work.
Sure.
And I'll have some. So my wife, Elizabeth, usually sets it up for me the night before. Okay.
Nice of her.
Yeah, absolutely. And if she doesn't, I'll do it. Whatever. But I noticed last night that there was water in the tank. So I was like, all right, it's done. It's just my little like visual check.
Sure.
It's done. So I did it this morning. Everything's fine. Come into work, have the coffee. It's terrible. I'm
aww.
Like,
I feel so bad for you. This is where the compassion comes in. That's my part, right?
Thank you, Kelly. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
It's terrible. And I realized something after I was drinking. I drank an entire cup of it. And I was like, man, this is still
oh, it
there.
Took you an entire cup to feel
no,
it,
no,
realize
I
how bad it was?
No, I tasted
it. You choked it down.
Yeah, I was going to say, tasted it the very first sip. I was like, something is off with this
now
coffee.
Now I have to survive this cup of coffee, but I'm doing it anyway?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just part of
I
me.
I admire the conviction.
Thanks. Yeah.
You just follow through.
So then I tried the second cup. It's no better. So I decided, all right, I'm going to get rid of it. My wife wakes up early too, so I texted her. And she was like, yep, you know what? I forgot to actually change the grounds from the previous day. She said,
I mean, I don't drink coffee,
she
but
said,
automatically that I know that's bad.
She said, so sorry. You didn't take the coffee, did you?
Sure did.
I said,
the entire
sure.
cup.
I said,
started
sure
a
did.
Second, so, decided couldn't do it anymore.
So what I had done was the ooh. Old grounds were still in the coffee maker from the day before.
Just turn it on. Let's brew those again.
I saw the water there and yep, exactly. Hot water over the old grounds.
Yep.
And
doesn't make for good coffee.
Doesn't
apparently.
Make for great coffee. Absolutely not.
Okay.
The flavor is barely there. You get like hot water with a little bit of like stale coffee flavor.
Oh,
it's awful.
Ooh,
it's
okay,
awful.
Okay, don't recommend it.
I know you're not a coffee drinker. So yeah. Again, I appreciate you weathering this story with me.
Sure. I'm a thrifty person though.
Yeah.
So that sounds like if I were a coffee drinker, I might have experimented with, let's see if I can squeeze
let's see if I can
2 days out of old coffee grounds just to see. Economical reasons.
Sure, exactly.
Save some money.
Why not?
Why not try it?
Yeah.
That sounds like something I would do.
And I'm here to tell you, if you ever decide to become a coffee drinker.
Not gonna, but okay.
You know, who knows? Maybe you hit a midlife crisis and you're like, I need to do something different in my life. And you're thinking, all right, maybe coffee's the thing to do.
Okay.
So don't try to do that. Don't try to reuse good grounds enough. Because it's going to brew terrible coffee.
So we do have a coffee maker here, right?
Yeah, I had to get a Keurig.
Oh, okay. Is that a lesser tier of coffee than what you enjoy at home?
Yeah.
I mean, your wife works at the coffee place.
Yeah.
So that you get
right.
perks of that, right? It's like having Starbucks at home, is it not?
A little, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
But
then you come in here and you have to slum it with Keurig?
Yeah, I mean, it's just not the same. Those single cup Keurig things are just not the same as like a ground beans.
Mm.
And fresh coffee like that.
I got
it's
you.
Just not the same.
All right. How are you doing right now? Are you going to be able to muscle through with the coffee situation being suboptimal?
Well, we'll see.
Okay. It's dicey right now is what you're
check
saying.
Back in with me in a couple hours.
Okay. T's and P's.
Thanks.
T's and P's.
Thanks. And again, thank you for humoring me with my story. that I knew you would care nothing about.
Absolutely. I always have zero choice. So I'm here for you.
And you have done that hundreds of times throughout the career. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Of the stories that I've told on this show, Kelly has cared for a fraction of them.
Yep.
I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Yeah. I'm here for you, bud.
Thanks.